Angelini pays $4.1 billion to strengthen neurology arsenal against rivals. Angelini Pharma has agreed to acquire Catalyst Pharmaceuticals for $4.1 billion, securing three FDA-approved treatments for rare neurological diseases in the largest rare CNS buyout of 2026 to date, and delivering the clearest signal yet that midcap European pharma is competing head-to-head with U.S. strategic acquirers for de-risked rare disease franchises. The deal, reported by Endpoints News on May 7, 2026, adds Catalyst's trio of approved therapies to Angelini's existing neurology portfolio. The full financial terms beyond the $4.1 billion headline figure were not disclosed in publicly available source material, including the revenue breakdown by asset or the specific multiple paid on Catalyst's trailing sales. What the price alone communicates to the institutional market is unambiguous: Angelini is paying for regulatory certainty, not pipeline optionality. No executive quotes from Angelini or Catalyst leadership were available in the accessible source text. The article by Endpoints News reporter Ayesha Sharma, published May 7, 2026, confirmed the deal structure and asset count, but further details remain behind the publication's paywall. The transaction lands at a moment when the broader biopharma capital stack is in motion. Bayer committed $300 million upfront for ophthalmology biotech Perfuse Therapeutics on May 6, 2026. Blackstone Life Sciences deployed $250 million into Anagram to target a cystic fibrosis complication on May 7, 2026. Eli Lilly announced $4.5 billion in new Indiana manufacturing investment on May 6, 2026. In a single 48-hour window, over $9 billion in biopharma capital moved. The Catalyst deal represents 45% of that total. This is not a coincidence. This is a sector repricing rare disease at a premium. Three approved assets, the acquirer's preferred currency in 2026. The architecture of the Angelini deal follows the template institutional buyers have rewarded most consistently: FDA approval already in hand, orphan disease pricing power intact, and no binary clinical trial risk on the near-term horizon. Catalyst brings three approved treatments for rare neurological conditions. The number of indications and the specific product names were not disclosed in the accessible source material. What matters to the private equity and institutional lens is the asset class, not just the asset count. Rare neurological diseases occupy the highest value segment of the orphan drug market, characterized by limited patient populations, high per-patient pricing, and structural barriers to generic competition given the complexity of CNS delivery mechanisms. A three-asset approved CNS rare disease portfolio is a compounding revenue engine with predictable cash flows, the type of asset that commands a premium to standard pharma multiples. For context on where these deals price, rare disease acquisitions have historically traded at revenue multiples of 8x to 15x, with premium assets touching 20x when the competitive moat is strong. The implied multiple on the Catalyst transaction cannot be calculated from available source data, as Catalyst 2025 revenue figures were not included in the accessible text. What is calculable is the absolute check size. $4.1 billion for three approved rare CNS drugs places the average per asset value at approximately $1.37 billion. That per asset figure would be consistent with mid to high single-digit revenue multiples for products generating $100 million to $200 million each annually, though those revenue figures are Plaquemine's illustrative framing, not source data. The 48-hour capital surge, rare disease and specialty pharma reset their floor. $9.1 billion in biopharma capital deployed or committed across four transactions between May 6 and May 7, 2026. The Angelini Catalyst deal at $4.1 billion, Lilly's $4.5 billion Indiana manufacturing commitment, Bayer's $300 million Perfuse upfront, and Blackstone's $250 million Anagram investment constitute a single-week snapshot of where institutional money is moving. The composition of this capital tells the story more precisely than the aggregate. Lilly's $4.5 billion goes to U.S. manufacturing, a tariff-driven onshoring decision. Bayer's $300 million goes upfront into a mid-stage ophthalmology program, accepting clinical risk for an earlier entry point. Blackstone's $250 million backs a cystic fibrosis complication startup, a venture-stage bet. Angelini's $4.1 billion buys three approved products, accepting zero clinical risk in exchange for a full strategic rate valuation. Four different capital sources. Four different risk appetites. One shared conclusion: biopharma assets with regulatory validation command capital at scale, and the queue of buyers is longer than the queue of sellers. The Bayer deal is particularly instructive as a contrast. Bayer paid $300 million upfront for a mid-stage ophthalmology asset. Angelini paid $4.1 billion for three approved drugs. The ratio is roughly 14 to 1 on price for the comparative certainty of commercial versus mid-stage. That spread reflects the market's current pricing of late-stage clinical risk, and it creates a structural incentive for smaller biotechs with approved assets to accelerate sale processes rather than pursue standalone commercialization. On Galeni's neurology bet, European midcap executes where Big Pharma has hesitated. On Galeni Pharma is an Italian, privately held pharmaceutical company with an existing neurology focus. The decision to write a $4.1 billion check for Catalyst positions Angelini as one of the more aggressive mid-cap acquirers in European pharma in 2026, deploying a check size that rivals transactions from companies with substantially larger balance sheets. The strategic logic is straightforward. Building a rare CNS franchise organically takes a decade and costs more in aggregate than a single acquisition when probability-adjusted R&D expenditure is factored in. Catalyst's three approved products eliminate that timeline entirely. Angelini gains commercial infrastructure, established payer relationships, and patient identification networks in rare neurology, all at once. The implication for competitive dynamics: mid-cap European pharma, traditionally outbid by U.S. strategics in mergers and acquisitions processes, is now writing checks large enough to win. This matters for deal sourcing. U.S. biotech boards running competitive processes for rare disease assets can no longer assume a U.S. buyer sets the ceiling. European buyers, particularly those with therapeutic focus areas that align with the targets, are now credible participants at the $4 billion level. What Blackstone's rare disease bet signals for private capital. Blackstone Life Sciences placing $250 million into Anagram, a company targeting a cystic fibrosis complication, on the same day as the Angelini Catalyst close is not a coincidence of timing. It is evidence that private capital and strategic acquirers are both converging on the same thesis: rare and specialty disease franchises with defined patient populations, high unmet need, and durable pricing power represent the most defensible return profile in biopharma. Blackstone's investment was described in the Endpoints News report as coming from what was characterized as one of the largest private investment funds in industry history. Specific fund size was not disclosed in the accessible source material. What the $250 million commitment signals is that Blackstone is deploying capital at the company formation and early stage level, seeding assets that could become acquisition targets in 3 to 5 years for strategic buyers like Angelini. The implication: a two-tier market is forming in rare disease. Tier 1 is the approved asset acquisition at strategic multiples. Tier 2 is early stage venture and growth capital backing the next generation of targets. Institutional investors who want full cycle exposure need positions across both tiers, not just at the point of strategic sale. The Plaquemine view: the market is reading the Angelini Catalyst deal as a neurology mergers and acquisitions story. Plaquemine reads it as a European acquirer mergers and acquisitions story, and the distinction matters for where capital should be positioned next. The conventional analysis stops at Angelini buys three rare CNS drugs. The second order question is, which European mid-cap pharma companies have a defined therapeutic focus, a balance sheet capable of supporting a $2 billion to $5 billion acquisition, and a commercial gap that a U.S. rare disease asset could fill? That is the deal pipeline that institutional investors should be mapping right now. Angelini has demonstrated the blueprint. Others will follow. The parallel Bayer-Perfuse transaction reinforces this thesis. Bayer's $300 million upfront commitment to an ophthalmology mid-stage asset reflects a willingness to accept clinical risk in service of therapeutic focus rebuilding. Bayer and Angelini are doing the same thing with different risk tolerances, rebuilding specialty franchises through acquisition because internal R&D alone cannot fill revenue gaps fast enough. For private equity specifically, the Catalyst deal compresses the exit timeline thesis for any rare CNS portfolio company that has reached or is approaching approval. If a privately held acquirer writes a $4.1 billion check, the bid floor for approved rare CNS assets has been reset upward. Assets that might have been valued at $1.5 billion to $2 billion in 2024 are now being tested against a $1.37 billion per approved indication benchmark. Sponsors holding rare neurological assets should accelerate their monetization analysis. One risk Plaquemine flags: the $4.1 billion is an all-cash or primarily cash transaction for three products with no disclosed revenue figure. If Catalyst's combined product revenues are below $250 million annually, the implied multiple exceeds 16x sales, which is aggressive even for rare disease in 2026. Pricing risk on orphan drugs, including IRA negotiation dynamics that Amgen and AbbVie confirmed impacted their Q1 2026 sales, per May 2026 reporting, is not zero. Angelini is making a long-duration bet on pricing durability that U.S. payers and federal drug pricing policy could test within the deal's payback window. The bottom line on Galeni's $4.1 billion acquisition of Catalyst Pharmaceuticals is the largest rare CNS buyout of 2026 to date, and it resets the per-approved asset valuation benchmark for the entire rare neurological disease sector. The deal, executed by a European private company, signals that approved asset mergers and acquisitions at scale is no longer the exclusive domain of U.S. strategic acquirers. Combined with Blackstone's $250 million Anagram investment and Bayer's $300 million Perfuse commitment in the same 48-hour window, the message from institutional and strategic capital alike is identical. Rare and specialty disease franchises with regulatory approval are the most sought-after assets in biopharma. For institutional investors, map the European mid-cap acquirer landscape now, before the next deal closes. The Young Galeni playbook is replicable, and the next transaction at this price level will arrive sooner than the market expects.